Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Daily Virtue. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, practicing self-compassion and mindful acceptance. Ever feel like you're constantly putting yourself on this impossible pedestal, judging every little slip-up as a total failure? You know that feeling when your inner critic is louder than your favorite playlist? Well, let me tell you, it's time to hit the mute button on that negativity and crank up the self-love. Because here's the deal, in today's world, where we're bombarded with unrealistic expectations and constant comparison, it's easy to lose sight of our own humanity. We get caught up in this pursuit of perfection, forgetting that life is messy, beautiful, and full of both triumphs and stumbles. Self-compassion isn't about being soft on yourself or making excuses for your shortcomings. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care that you would offer to a dear friend going through a tough time. It's recognizing that we are all flawed humans, capable of both amazing things and, well, not so amazing things. So, how do we actually put this into practice? There are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate a kinder, more accepting relationship with yourself. 1. Acknowledge your struggles. First things first, give yourself permission to feel your feelings. Don't try to sweep them under the rug or pretend they don't exist. Bottling things up only makes them fester. Recognize that you're not alone in your struggles. Everyone faces challenges, big and small. Just like you wouldn't judge a friend for feeling down, be gentle with yourself when you're going through a tough time. 2. Practice self-kindness. Talk to yourself like you would talk to someone you love. Would you berate a friend for making a mistake? Probably not. So why do we treat ourselves so harshly? Replace those negative self-talk loops with words of encouragement and support. Remind yourself of your strengths, your accomplishments, and the things that make you unique and valuable. 3. Focus on your values. We all have core values that guide our actions and decisions. When you're feeling lost or insecure, reconnect with those values. It can serve as a compass, helping you stay true to yourself even when things get tough. Remember, living in alignment with your values is a powerful way to build self-confidence and inner peace. 4. Cultivate mindfulness. Take some time each day to just be present in the moment. Notice your breath, your surroundings, and the sensations in your body. Mindfulness helps us to detach from our thoughts and worries, allowing us to experience life with greater clarity and acceptance. 5. Be patient with yourself. Remember, self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you slip up or fall back into old patterns of negative self-talk. That's okay. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep moving forward. Now, let me share a real-world example that hits close to home for me. Remember that time I tried to take on way too much at once? Yeah, I was juggling work, my podcast, trying to be the ultimate fitness gear, spoiler alert. Failed miserably. And even attempt to baking sourdough bread all while desperately needing sleep. I ended up feeling overwhelmed, burned out, and pretty much a walking disaster. But instead of beating myself up, I took a step back, acknowledged that I was pushing myself too hard, and decided to prioritize my well-being. I simplified my schedule, cut back on the extras, and focused on what truly mattered. It wasn't easy, but practicing self-compassion allowed me to learn from that experience and become more mindful of my limits. You know, it's like that saying, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. And trust me, you deserve to treat yourself with the same care and kindness that you would offer to someone you love. So, what's your takeaway from today's episode? How are you going to practice self-compassion in a practical way? Start small, maybe replace those negative thoughts with affirmations, or take 5 minutes each day for some mindful breathing. Every little bit counts. Remember, being kind to yourself is not a sign of weakness, it's a strength. It allows you to show up as your best self in the world. And if this resonated with you, please share with someone who needs to hear this message. Let's spread the power of self-compassion and mindful acceptance. Until next time, keep striving for clarity and confidence, and remember, you are awesome just the way you are.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.